Jared Goff and Todd Gurley, it's the Cowboys and the Rams. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
On 590 The Fan.
Hello, I'm Russ Patton with Byerly RV in Eureka. Why are RVs so popular? Well, you're not limited to two carry-ons. Instead of a diet of peanuts and pop, your refrigerator is filled with food. Legroom, bedroom, bathroom, all there. And the chances of getting strip searched are minimal, unless you want to be. But the best part is traveling at your own pace with family and friends and all the comforts of home. It's the journey, not just the destination, that is most rewarding. Whatever your lifestyle, Byerly has an RV for you, from economical tent trailers to luxury motorhomes, and always late model trade-ins.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailers.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailers.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
An incredible baseball night in St. Louis is coming up. It's an evening with the Cardinals, a night to benefit the National Children's Cancer Society. It features Cardinals Hall of Famers, Jim Edmonds, Chris Carpenter, and for select sponsorships, John Mozeliak, a dinner, auction, Q&A, all to fight childhood cancer. To learn more, to purchase tickets, just head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. January 26th, St. Louis Union Station Hotel. We hope to see you there.
I live local because I love St. Louis, just like Club Fitness.
They support me and my neighborhood.
Lifting local means lifting our community to healthier, happier lives.
Club Fitness knows this town because we're from this town. Locally and employee-owned in the Lou for over 35 years. And with 23 locations and over 700 weekly classes, there's something for everybody.
So lift local with us.
Lift local, St. Louis.
Lift local at Club Fitness. The right fit for everybody. Visit liftlocalstl.com.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
End of the year tax time comes on quickly. Well, it's time now for you to look at your personal property and real estate tax obligations. Let Royal Banks of Missouri help you get to the finish line in great shape. We can show you our line of home equity products that will get you there. Call our terrific home equity lender, Carol Hofer, at 314-212-1500 for more information. It's Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Too late.
No, that's right. That was earlier. Sorry.
So join his partners and hear
Ma.
There's no fun left on
FMMA.com.
Blackjack and hookers.
Oh.
My
good combo.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 9th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area and a great place to bank. I have a couple of terrific offers that they just put out there for you. We'll share those. We will remind you again, as the countdown continues, we have 1 day and 1 hour left for Tim Woodburn to be part of this team. Tomorrow, the last day. Not any bad news, no fighting, no gossip. It's just he's moving on. Let's do this first.
Hey!
All right. Limey, you're still on board, aren't you? You'll be here next week, right?
Yeah, I'll be here this week. I'm next
just
week.
Checking. Just some random checking, see who's in, who's out. So he will continue with us, remain with us next week, as he is right now, the man who spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. That's right. Practically royalty, but not really. He is Trevor Limestone Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone, including your father, Dave, who's listening in Birmingham.
Hello to everyone, especially my father, Dave, who's listening in Birmingham, and my mother, who is listening in St. Charles.
That's right. We don't want to leave her out in the studio, not on the road, not northbound, not southbound, not westbound, not even... William Jefferson Cleveland. What is your middle name? I know it's not your real name. I know. What is your middle name?
My
Ma. Your middle name's Ma.
William Ma.
I was trying to say my.
My middle name is Christopher.
Ooh, I didn't know William Christopher. That's a great name.
Rolls
William
right off
Christopher. Well, it's the aristocratic William Christopher Cleveland. Say hello to everyone.
A strong name. Hello, everyone.
There you go. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. Have you thought about when you would like to retire?
Nope.
Oh, well,
I
you
have.
Can call Mark and Jason if
tomorrow.
You have. Or if you just want to call them and say, hey, check my portfolio out. Their number is 636-695-2650. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, dear.
Well, it's his next to last day. You say, who's next to last day? The man who was a night cook at Denny's. The man who was a door-to-door knife salesman. The man who was a Busch Stadium beer vendor. The man who was a roller skating rink DJ. The man who is our newsman and will be through tomorrow. Our news director. Head of research. In charge of resetting the digital clock. An author. And he... What is the other thing? Oh, that's right. That's right. In fact, he'll be leaving to spend more time on this particular career of his for the last 10 years. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to everybody.
Thank you, Frank. I have been a private investigator for 11 years now with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-star rating on Google. I'll still be able to help you out, even though I'll be on the show only after tomorrow. So if anybody ever has any PI needs, please remember tim@gatewaypi.net.
You know what you said? You said, I'll be on this show only after tomorrow. Yeah. That didn't make any sense.
It doesn't feel well, I don't think.
That's the first time I've screwed up in 16 months.
No, you do.
On this
show. You do seem like you have a little, like the beginning of a cold or something.
He was singing,
you know what
Lou Rawls.
He's full on Lou Rawls sounding. What do you mean beginning? He's already.
No, this is your body rejecting your resignation from the station. Your body's fighting it. It's fighting it. I'm telling you.
You'll never find a newsman like mine.
Hey, if that voice keeps getting deeper with this cold or whatever, make a bunch of obscene phone calls to women in that voice. On a burner phone.
Not to us.
Don't do it to us. Shoot, we don't want to hear that. Let's see. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Hebe, you're not leaving, are you? No, he's still on board. He's staying with us. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy's working on a big surprise, a going-away surprise. He's going to present Tim tomorrow. And he won't tell me much, just that it's... what's it made out of?
Cheese.
Made out of cheese. There's a big surprise. And I know one of the things Tim will miss, and he'll probably have to, I don't know, ask Bruce to give him a bunch of CDs of his music. He's going to miss this polka music because you can't find it just anywhere. But not just any polka music. He's going to continue, if he can, going to want to continue to hear the polka stylings of Bruce Lipris and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nobody better. Nobody better.
Nobody does it better.
All right, I have a little update for you from First Community Credit Union. Actually, a couple of really good offers. They're offering a 19-month CD. That's not a CD you put on to play that runs for 19 months of music. It's a certificate of deposit for you FM DJs listening. It's a 19-month CD, 3.04% APY, which, if you don't know, is a really good rate. It's a limited-time offer, so you need to jump on this now. Also... wedding loan
promotion. That's right. I don't hear anybody else doing this, but let me tell you something, folks. The average wedding is $35,000, and not everybody has that, and people borrow money to get their daughters married or to get themselves married. The wedding loan has the rates as low as 4.99%, and I know that we're talking here to a very specific group of people, but you never know out there. Who's listening? Who of you may be listening that's either going to get married or somebody in the family? Me. Not next year. This year, my daughter's going to get married. So please consider this. It's a great alternative to what I think is a huge mistake that people make and something they do that they don't have to do, and that is put the wedding on a charge card, charging different aspects of the wedding. Don't do that. Oh, my goodness, don't do that. Interest rate is ridiculous. Look into a wedding loan from First Community Credit Union. Over 40 locations. A great place to bank. I don't know where you bank. How would I know? But I know this. We'd love to have you join us and become a member of First Community Credit Union. As you hear Tim's back cracking and creaking in the background, he's got a spinal issue, apparently.
That was Bill.
Was that Bill's back or was that a chair? I'd like to think it's somebody's back. I don't know why. It just seems funny to me. First Community Credit Union. You can find out, of course, a whole lot more at firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa. Oklahoma.
This guy gets around. He's all over the place. Maybe soon to be seen across the country on PBS. More on that later. Ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling. I hope, folks, that you pay attention when you hear this every day. It is the number one selling replacement window in the country, by far. So how could you not, you know, look into it when you're ready for replacement windows? It'd be nuts if you don't, if you just overlook the one most people buy. A lot of reasons for that. Find out more at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Come on now, give it up for Bill Clavlin. You're going to miss that. Bill, how's it going?
It's going great. I told Tim yesterday, you know, he's the official resetter of the digital clock. And I told
That's
him,
right.
I said, I could reset the clock. I just can't reach it.
It's a short
it's
joke.
It's kind of up there.
You know these, our listeners are so funny. I got emails from people that said, because they didn't hear us talk about it, I guess. They hadn't caught that part. And they said, who's going to reset the clock? Sorry to hear Tim's leaving. And they didn't say we're going to miss the news. They didn't say, who's going to reset the clock? We don't know. We don't know the answer to that. Man. Somebody's going to have to be trained. Maybe Bill will be you. We'll get you a little ladder. Yeah. And you can get up there. And if it goes bad, you
I need a ladder. I just like a step stool would be fine.
Okay, step stool. Where are we going today?
So before I tell you where we're going, you know that I love kind of quirky attractions, roadside attractions, just sort of odd things. And so that's what I'm going to talk about just briefly today. But it's going to lead to another little discussion that hopefully we'll have here. And so we're going to Nebraska. In Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, is the home of the world's largest ball of stamps.
Yes.
Stamps.
Ball?
And before I tell you how gigantic this thing is, yes, does anyone collect stamps anymore? My Uncle Bill used to collect stamps. He was a World War II veteran.
Not anybody I ever knew. Him,
but used to when I was a kid.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't hear about it.
Did you buy them, or did you just take them off of canceled stamps?
You can buy collections and things like that, but if you want the ones that have actually, I believe, worth anything, you need to go way, 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 way back to actually like antique stores and stuff like that.
You said worth anything, which leads me to say this or make this observation. In my life, I've always heard of stamp collecting. I have never heard of any, like on the news, the world's largest stamp collection was just sold today for $14 million. I've never heard of anybody making money on stamps.
That's
what I was asking.
There are some rare stamps out there.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure there's some rare stamps out there, but it's not like artwork or some other things where you hear, Sotheby's today auctioned off a stamp collection. One or two or three or four rare stamps. Yeah, like coins, but
it's not really exciting, is it? Stamps.
Go to stamps.org. There's like 11 expo and events of stamp collectors just in the month of January in this country. It's actually a huge thing.
How boring. Really? I mean, really. At least beer can collectors. I've seen those people at flea markets. It's kind of interesting to look at beer cans from around the world, but stamps, I don't know. Yeah. I don't get it.
They put the post office puts out new stamps, like these special collection stamps, like every, you know, so often. I don't know. I'm just curious if anybody collects them. So the world's largest ball of stamps, Lincoln, Nebraska, if you happen to be passing through, the gigantic ball of stamps measures at 32 inches in diameter and weighs 600 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm, I sure want to see that.
I know you do.
Just what I thought Nebraska couldn't get any more big.
Right? I was expecting something a little bigger.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
That's what she said.
There you go. Nice.
Dates hey, back. if you're a Cadillac dealer in Lincoln, are you a Lincoln Cadillac dealer? If a guy's a Cadillac dealer, he lives in Lincoln. What do you? Well, I'm a Lincoln Cadillac dealer. Yeah. Which are you? I don't know why. I just thought that would be odd.
You know what I just
to be
of?
A Cadillac dealer there. What?
Opinions are like a holes. Everybody's got one, but Frank's got two.
Oh my goodness!
I don't get it.
You can tell.
I'm actually going to miss you, Tim.
Okay, you're like, hold on. Tim, you're fired. There.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So they started collecting these things back in 1953. Now, here's the number of stamps. Canceled stamps. And by the way, they started on a golf ball, so I guess they started putting the stamps around a golf ball and just got bigger and bigger and bigger. 4,655,000 canceled stamps are on this thing. Check it out.
Good to know. I think they're making a mistake by revealing that information. I'll tell you why. They could have had a contest. You know, like how many jelly beans are in the jar. Yeah, they could have had a contest. How many stamps are in the bowl? Now they can't have it because they gave the answer away.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I think it's... If I was in the neighborhood, I would pop in and see the world's largest. It's at the Museum of Odd in Lincoln, Nebraska.
I wouldn't.
I'd leave you in the car.
Pay no attention to that man behind the stamps. Museum of Odd.
Bill, seriously, I have about 500 and some odd Facebook friends. I think you're the only one that is fascinated by a ball of canceled stamps.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. But not just a ball of stamps, everything. I love all this kind of weird, quirky stuff.
Why you know not? What I remember you also like? You're crazy about the Muppets, am I right? You got
yes.
This, am I right? You got this thing for the Muppets. You went nuts. You got to go to the Muppet Museum.
I don't have a thing for the Muppets, and it's not a Muppet Museum. It was a
whatever.
It's a puppetry museum in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Miss Piggy, would you?
Maybe I already have.
Well, good answer. Good answer.
Good answer. Telling. Gentleman never tells.
It's like a moped.
Hey, you want to? While you're here today, you want to audition for Tim's part? Can you be mean and like know it all and a bully? Can you do that?
No, that's not my style. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's really not.
All right. On that note, I'm out of here. I'm Bill Clevenger.
No, you're not. Are you kidding? Is that it?
That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing.
Lincoln, Nebraska, and a ball of stamps. Yeah. That's
You're not that interested.
Because you started with a ball of stamps, man.
What was the other stuff?
Come on.
They can't all be hit out of the park attractions here. You gotta. That's the beauty of road trips.
That's not even first-base attraction.
What was the other thing that you said we were going to discuss?
He was going to spend 10 minutes on a roll of quarters.
No, I'm with Dan. You had something else you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I did?
Didn't?
Yeah, Bill, you said it would spark a discussion.
Oh, no. That's what I was going to talk about, is if people collected stamps. That's what I
was
going
to talk
about. Holy cow. All right, well, there you go.
You're insane.
Ladies and gentlemen, also leaving tomorrow will be Bill Clevenger.
I'm out of here. Good grief. I'm Bill Clevenger, and on the road, and not a moment too soon, on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. All the stamp collectors in St. Louis right there. Clapping.
Bill Clevenger, courtesy of Window World, the largest selling replacement window in the United States and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and of Paul. And windowworldstlouis.com is where you go if you want more information. And why wouldn't you? Something that successful and that great of value. Thank you, Patricia, for an email about yesterday's iPhone hint. that I shared with everybody. I didn't discover it. I read it in an article about how to go in and move the cursor. I'm not going to go into it again. If you missed it, you'll have to go podcast yesterday's show. But she said, thank you for that hint that nobody knows about. She says, I have been using it to correct mistakes in the middle of a word now ever since you mentioned it. Why was this such a secret? You really are the learning show. AM and the PM, Patricia. Thank you, Patricia. Now, normally we just do, you know, like goofy offbeat stuff in the news, but there's something that's happened to this meteorologist up in Rochester, New York, and I don't know how many of you follow this story, but I follow it because it really hits home, because any one of us, me, Dan, Limey, Tim, through tomorrow at least, or anybody in this business, can lose a job over something that they should never be fired for. If I had the power and I could find a way to have any kind of clout to get this guy his job back, I would. If I thought that by flying up to Rochester, New York tomorrow and sitting down with the general manager of this TV station would get this guy's job back, honestly, I would do it. I would absolutely do it, because at some point we have to find a way to stand up and counter the people who go on social media and destroy people's lives. This guy, what?
Can I ask this guy's name? I'm going to see if I can pull up audio online of exactly
his name
what
is,
he said.
You can. His name is Jeremy Kappell, K-A-P-P-E-L-L. He's the meteorologist at WHEC-TV. Now, what he did on the air Friday evening was nothing more than a slip of the tongue. He sometimes when we do this, our heads get ahead of our mouths and we can't keep up and we trip. And he said Martin Luther King, and he meant Martin Luther King Jr. and the June and the King got. Ask yourself this question. Why would anybody with a 20-year career, apparently no blemish, I mean, why would anybody deliberately issue a racial slur? This is a slip of the tongue. This is nothing that more than a mistake. At the other station I came from over a year ago, there was a guy years ago who went to work there. I think he lasted one day. Dan, do you remember this? It was the same exact thing. And I think it was Condoleezza Rice, and he said Condoleezza. Mm-hmm. And there was another word with ooh in it, and it went Condoleezza. Boom! Fired.
Yeah.
Now, my comment about radio stations, TV stations, there is absolutely no loyalty. A station will throw somebody who's been there 20 years, 30 years, under the bus in a heartbeat over some social media backlash. This really bothers me. Here's his statement. Jeremy Kappell. He said, what happened to me Friday is a simple misunderstanding. If you watch me regularly, you know that I tend to contain a lot of information in my weathercast. Forces me to speak fast. Unfortunately, I spoke a little too fast when I was referring to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So fast to the point where I jumbled a couple of words. In my mind, I knew I mispronounced, but there was no malice. I had no idea why it came across to people that way. He said as soon as he heard it, he put emphasis on King and moved on. He said, I had no idea what some people could have interpreted that, as I know some people did interpret it the wrong way. That was not a word that I said. I promise you. He said, if you did feel it hurt you in any way, I sincerely apologize. And then, of course, what did him in was the stinking social media. These people going to start posting all these vicious, nasty things. This guy's married. He's a young guy. This has ruined his career. And shame on the mayor of Rochester. Shame on the general manager of this radio station. Listen to this. Lovely Warren, that's the guy's name, Mayor Lovely Warren, released a statement. Here's the statement. It is wrong, hurtful, and infuriating that WHEC Channel 10 broadcast a racial slur in reference to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during its Friday broadcast. It is beyond acceptable this occurred. Are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me that these people turn on this young man for a simple slip. I don't get this. Here, I don't know what to tell you, folks. I'm going to email the GM of the station. I'll find out how to get in touch with him. It won't do anything, but it'll make me feel better. But if 1,000 people did that and said, I hope I never work for a company like you, who will not stand behind me, who knows my reputation. I hope I never work for somebody who will toss me aside over some social media BS when it is so obvious this was a simple mistake. They fired the guy. And they didn't fire him until they started seeing all this stuff on social media. It took the station 2 days almost to apologize. And only after the station was shamed by this backlash on social media and this stupid statement from the mayor. Oh my goodness, I'd like to go up there and just smack this mayor around and go in the general manager's office and say, what in the world is the matter with you? How do you expect to ever keep good people when you're willing to just toss them? Here's the general manager of the station's statement. I apologize for our broadcast of a racial slur. Stop right there. It was not a racial slur. He says, in reference to Martin Luther King Jr. during our Friday evening broadcast. He said, the station believes holding reporters and anchors to the highest standard. These words have no place on News 10 NBC. And the fact that we broadcast them disheartens and disgusts me.
Oh, God.
This is his boss.
So none of them have ever made a mistake.
No.
Or misspoke. Or anything like that.
And if everything I've tried to read, if my information is right, there wasn't even any, the switchboard didn't light up with it. It was the social media people who jumped on. And of course, here's what happens on this stinking posting on social media. Once somebody sees a post, they jump in. They jump on there. Oh yeah, I'm with you. This guy's a racist. Holy cow, this is beyond unacceptable.
Even Al Roker is defending this guy on his Twitter page.
So did the black co-anchor on the Today. What's his name? Good-looking guy. He's on there with Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb.
Oh, Willie.
And said he's Willie Geist. This is a black guy. His name is.
I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. But he went on. And he said, "Oh my good, come on." He said, "Any of us could. This is ridiculous." What my hope is, this GM and this mayor will now be forced to apologize for not standing behind this guy. This has never happened to me. I've never been fired from any job I've ever had. But it could happen tomorrow. I don't doubt for a second that this place would show me the door if I made a mistake like that. An honest, sincere mistake. Slip of the tongue. And that guy at the other station, I was so mad when they let him go. He wasn't any good. He would have been fired anyway. He was boring. But when he said Condoleezza Rice and he messed it up for... Well, he was. He was not a great...
Oh, you're talking about it at the old...
The old station.
The word that he tried to say was coup. And then the other word came out.
Yeah, because she was Secretary of State, and he was talking about a coup and a Condoleezza, and it got Condoleezza, and it was just a mistake. They couldn't kick him out of there fast enough. And it's wrong. Folks, if you, and I don't expect you to, really, but if you decide to Google this story, you'll find it. Shoot off an email to this guy. We have to get to a point where those of us who are fed up with a handful of nuts on the post on social media control and ruin people's lives. We have to, in numbers bigger than theirs, stand up and say, this is beyond ridiculous. I can't write them and say, well, I'll never watch your show. I don't live there. I can't watch their newscast, so I can't threaten that. I'm not an advertiser. Advertisers ought to be as quick to pull off of that station over this as they would be to pull off if he had done something racist. They ought to pull their advertising until they reinstate this guy. That's it. If you want to fire off an email, it probably won't do any good, but that's our problem. That's how we think. I'm going to do it. I'm absolutely going to do it. I'm going to ask you to, because we have to start standing up and say our numbers are bigger than your numbers, and we want you to hear what we have to say. And if you're interested in the masses and statements and postings, then you need to pay attention to ours, because we are bigger and stronger in number than these people that want this guy fired.
Oh, what's the station?
WHEC-TV in Rochester, New York. It's the NBC affiliate, and that's all anybody needs to know. And you need to know the guy's name is Jeremy Capel. But if you just Google meteorologist fired for racist statement, which it wasn't, you'll find it, and you can dig, and it won't take long. Go to their website, the station's website. The contact info will be there. And just say, look, we're in St. Louis. We're not even in your market. We can't believe what you've done to this guy. We just hope that that would never happen here. Sadly, it would happen here. And I've always known there is no loyalty. There's no loyalty. You can have a show for 20 years. I was at the other place. I believe that given the opportunity, you're out of there. This happened Tuesday, yesterday. We lost the oldest living person in the United States, Lessie Brown. She was 114.
Wow. Holy moly.
And I always like it when they interview these people and go, well, what do you think it is that helped you live so long? Is you'll hear everything from, well, I drink scotch every day, to, oh, I never touch alcohol. That's why I lived long. Here's what she said. They interviewed her a year or so ago, and she said she thinks the reason she's made it to this age is that she ate a sweet potato every day till she was over 100.
A sweet potato?
Yeah. Come on. I mean, really? That's not... Hey, that really probably has nothing to do.
Do you have the story? Did you see the story of the guy that licked the doorbell in California for 3 hours?
Yeah. No.
It was yesterday. No. There's a guy, and they have him on camera. The people were out of town, and they have this guy on a surveillance camera licking a doorbell at their house for 3 hours.
Why?
They don't know.
We're guessing drugs were in.
Yeah, we're guessing he was... Stoned out of his gourd.
Couldn't find any stamps, I bet.
Maybe the doorbell had a stamp over it. Maybe it was a stamp doorbell. Or maybe they touched it with an eyedropper, put a little scotch or bourbon on the doorbell.
Yeah, there's video of the guy doing that.
Weirdo.
And I guess the problem with that story is that's it. That's the whole story. You got to lick the doorbell. I mean, was there a conclusion to it?
Did somebody
get arrested or no?
I don't. Did they arrest him? I don't even know.
They're looking for him. He's violated his parole by doing it. They're looking for him for a probation violation.
Because he stole
a couple extension cords.
Oh.
Wouldn't your back hurt? I mean, doorbell is not eye level. Wouldn't your back hurt if you had to bend over and lick the doorbell for 3 hours?
No, this one was eye level. I'm looking at a picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's about eye level to him.
Yeah.
What a weirdo. Tomorrow's Tim Woodburn's last day.
What?
If you want to know. Yeah. Tim, did you know that? It's your last day tomorrow?
I didn't know that. I'm going to celebrate licking my doorbell for 3 hours.
If you want to hear Tim's announcement and goodbye, you can listen to yesterday's podcast. Jeff Bezos, it's actually Bezos, not Bezos, but Jeff Bezos is divorcing his wife after 25 years. Boy, I'd love to see that settlement check. This guy's worth was like $160 billion. I mean, that's going to be... And here's the thing. When I hear that a guy like this, one of the largest divorce settlements in history, is to write her a check for $90 million, my thought is... Okay, he still has $90 million, and that's more than enough to live on. And if you're miserable and you have that kind of money, give her half of it and move on. You still have plenty of money. But, boy, they still go to court and fight for every dollar. I don't get it. Here's something I've discovered recently, too. A lot of you are listening to podcasts, and you're listening to the show later. And I know this from your emails, and it's becoming more and more obvious, and I didn't realize this. That's great. As long as you're listening, we don't care. What it does, though, it does hamper our ability a little bit to take phone calls. Because if the people aren't listening live, and who listened, for example, today to yesterday's show, you can't interact or call in during the segments. But that's okay. As long as you're listening, and thank goodness for the app, 590 The Fan, that's the app. And it tells me that lots of people have that app. Some use it to listen live all over the country, and some of you to podcast. But I have noticed a lot of people going, just not got a chance to hear yesterday's show. That happens every day in emails that I get. So thank you. However you're listening, we appreciate it. Harley Davidson is taking orders now. Pre-orders for their new electric motorcycle. No, thank you.
Wow.
As a motorcycle guy and a guy who loves the smell of gasoline, I don't want an electric plug-in motorcycle.
And they have a certain fast it goes. They have a certain sound too to a Harley. I wonder if they.
Well, not anymore. Not if it's electric. And by the way, the bike is $30,000. For $30,000, give me a noisy, rumbling gasoline Harley. I hope the Harley people. Of course, the Harley crowd is not who they're going after. They're going after young people who aren't riding motorcycles anymore. And but, I guess they think that the younger people go, oh, environmentally friendly electric bike. Yeah, no, I'll buy a motorcycle.
But is this a new? Because they already had one electric motorcycle.
And didn't do too well. Hmm. This is the newest, latest, greatest, called the Live Wire bike. 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. Okay, that's Whoa. Fast. 30 grand. And it'll plug into a regular extension cord. You're right in a regular outlet. I don't care. I don't like the idea of an electric motorcycle. It's just me. And I've had a few motorcycles. And then one more story here. A rare set of surgeries, actually, in Chicago last Friday. Actually, like Wednesday or Thursday, they issued a statement Friday. Two people in Chicago, both 29 years old, and both triple transplant patients, kidneys, heart, and livers at the same time. How about that? A rare triple. That's only been done 17 times in this country since 1989, and they're both doing well. 17-hour operations.
Now, the one thing that amazes me is how do they keep you alive when they
during
a heart transplant? I mean, they're taking out your heart, you know?
Well, the heart thing, they can keep blood. That's been done for years and years and years. But, man, to keep you alive while they're replacing your kidneys and your liver and your – holy mackerel. And if those people make it, they're like walking miracles or something. I just thought that was a great story. Oh, look at the time. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Right, earlier, we're talking about memories of when's the first time you remember learning to ride a bicycle. You remember? So Dan mentioned the joke. I'll do the joke. It hasn't been that long since we did it. Who cares? We'll do it anyway. It's a good joke. So these guys are sitting around talking about memory and who can remember the earliest in their lifetime. And the one guy says, well, he says, I know most people, they say, can only go back to 5 years of age, some people four. He said, but I remember being three. And his buddy said, really? He goes, yeah, I distinctly remember my birthday party and three candles, and the theme was three and three little pigs and the book. I just vividly remember being three. And the other guy says, well, that's nothing. He says, I remember being one. And a couple of the guys in the group said, one? He goes, yeah. Yeah, I remember them. They made a little song. My parents made a song up, you know. Our little man, he is one. We're going to have a party and have lots of fun. I can still remember the little song they made up. And it was one candle and the hostess cupcake. Yeah, I absolutely remember being one. The other guy says, well, that's nothing. He says, I remember being born. And a couple of people in the group said, oh, come on. He goes, no. I know that I remember being born because I mentioned years later to my parents some things they said I could not have possibly known without remembering being born. And that was where the clock was on the wall when I came out of the womb. I remember the stainless steel and the lights, but that's pretty generic. But there were specific things that I saw. And years later, I mentioned it, and my parents were stunned. They said, my goodness, you do remember being born. And another guy in the group says, well, that's really nothing. I remember being a sperm. And the rest of the people, they said, okay, you know what? Now this is getting ridiculous. He goes, no. I distinctly remember going to the prom with my dad and going home with my mom.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic sponsored by La Quinta Inns and Suites. Eastbound 270 at Lilac. That vehicle fire still blocking the left lane. It's a tough commute through North County this evening. Eastbound 70, you're picking up the overflow. Expect delays Hanley all the way into the city. You've got accidents both north and southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry. Left lane's blocked in both directions. Accidents southbound 141 south of 44 and Lime Ferry at 55. Want to recharge when you travel for business? Get a boost and stay at La Quinta by Wyndham. You can charge 5 devices in-room and recharge yourself with a pillow-top mattress and a Brightside breakfast. Book now at LQ.com and win at business. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
PetroMart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? PetroMart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. PetroMart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. PetroMart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator in St. Louis with a new book, Bad Mood, Good Mood. Crazy marriage stories, male and female stalkers, politicians and their kids, hilarious family brawls, cops running fake lie detector tests, all kinds of shenanigans. Want to turn your bad mood into a good mood? Check out the hardback, the e-version, or the Amazon Kindle version, or even the audiobook version. It's all available on Amazon or at badmoodgoodmood.com.
Vacation, our most valuable time. As time goes by and we look back, it's the vacation adventures that bring family memories and the common focus. And what better way to create those memories than to experience the real America in an RV? It's the journey, not the destination, that brings the family together. Hello, I'm Russ Patton. For over 50 years, Byerly has been outfitting families for RV travel. From camping trailers to motorhomes, Byerly in Eureka is the place to come. Acres of RVs, the area's largest parts store, and service bays that reach to the sky. Byerly promises the highest value for the lowest price.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Dallas, Texas, here we come. Checking in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are closed only on Monday. I hope you all heard earlier what Tim Woodburn said about the meat that he picked up, the ribs at the Smokehouse. My goodness, it made me want to dig into some ribs so bad when he was talking about it. These are two terrific places. You will need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's, and gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. Give it up, if you would, for Mike Evans, everybody. Running the shade late. About a minute late, not too bad. Take it away. It's all yours.
Oh, dear. So this week's Pop Quiz theme is all about celebrities and who owns the most expensive house based on last year's registered main residence. Who owns the most expensive house today? Is it Vince Vaughn, Britney Spears, Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
Do you want me to, like...
No.
No. No, she's a bitch. Plus, she's a bitch. Horrible person. Jennifer Aniston. There you go. Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres is not a very nice lady. I can tell you stories about her.
You know, though, there are a lot of people listening who think that because of what they see on TV and, oh, she gives things away, they think she's wonderful.
I know, and
I'll tell you what she is. She's great at making people think she's wonderful.
Yes, she has the rep of just being the sweetest person on earth, but she is just a tyrant and does not treat the people that work for her very well. But anyway.
I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I'm going to cut in about a 30 seconds or a minute of your segment. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor.
Okay.
As a guy who's on how many radio stations? How many stations are you on?
About 30.
Okay, will you do me a favor? Will you fire off an email, because I'm going to do it, to the general manager of that station up in Rochester, New York, where they fired that guy who's been there 20 years over a slip of the tongue. It wasn't a racist slur at all. You know the story, right?
I don't.
Well, I want you to look into it, and I want you to shoot off a letter as a guy on 30 stations, and I'm going to shoot it off as a guy who's been in this business for almost 40 years. I cannot believe the disloyalty.
What do you say?
Well, he was talking about a park, Martin Luther King Jr. Park, and he said Martin Luther King Jr. It was just a slip of the tongue. Nobody in their right minds would deliberately do that. And he has apologized profusely. He's married. He's a young guy, I think in his 40s. He's been there 20 years. And because some social media nuts went on and said, "Can't believe that guy issued a racial slur," and then other people pile on, they fired the guy. It's beyond infuriating. Check the story out. It's Rochester, New York. Just Google meteorologist fired for racial slur. When you read it, you will explode. Shoot that guy, please, an email. I'm going to. I don't know that it'll do any good, but at some point, I said earlier, those of us who never speak up have to speak up, and we have to stop letting the social media posters ruin people's lives.
Politically so that's correct it. Nuts.
Check it out if you would. I'd appreciate
I'll do it.
It.
Okay, I will do
sorry,
it.
Sorry, go
yeah,
ahead.
Thanks for the input. Okay. Odds and ends today, prediction, the celebrity who will be, I think, have the biggest year in 2019, I think it's going to be Gaga. I think she's going to have a big, big year. My prediction who's going to have the worst year and maybe be gone by 2019 is the not funny, no talent, irritating Pete Davidson, who still is crying over Ariana Grande breaking up with him just to get gigs.
I think he's done. I agree.
It's ridiculous. Hey, this is an interesting story, whether you like her or not. In 2006, Madonna.
Does she get a Boeing?
I don't know. Adopted 13-year-old David Banada. I think it's Banada. David Banada.
Banana.
Banada. In Africa. He was a little 13-year-old boy in Africa. He has studied guitar every day since, and for the last 6 years, he's been Madonna's lead guitar player on her concerts, and now he's going to release an album of his own, and some say he's a better guitar player than Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Ooh, that's good.
And Stevie Ray Vaughan could play a hell of a guitar. CBS is talking to 96-year-old Betty White about being doing a possible sitcom.
Oh, please.
Wow.
I do too, but come on.
She's used all the runway. I mean, you know, what can you say? I hear that they also offered her a spot on Celebrity Big Brother. That's going to be starting on January 21st, but I don't know that that's going to happen. I don't know. She used all the runway. She's really great, but.
I love her, but you know what? Don't embarrass yourself. I've seen her a couple of times, and it was kind of embarrassing. They carted her out and made her do stuff. I'm sorry. 1 minute. It's my fault because I wanted you to help me with this mission.
Oh, homie, please.
I know.
Should I attempt from one more item in the pop quiz?
I doubt it.
More churches. Huh?
I doubt
probably
it.
Not now, huh?
Pop quiz time. 40 seconds.
And finally. I didn't get to do Nina either.
Do it tomorrow. We love Nina. Do it tomorrow. We love that impression. Okay. Do it tomorrow.
Who has the most expensive house? Jennifer Aniston, Ellen DeGeneres, Britney Spears, Vince Vaughn.
I'm going to go with Ellen DeGeneres.
Spears.
DeGeneres.
Vince Vaughn owns a $4 million plantation in La Cañada, California. Britney, her main residence, Thousand Oaks. Everything in blue, decorated in blue, $9 million. Ellen DeGeneres lives on a ranch in Hidden Valley, $11 million. But Jennifer Aniston's Bel Air pad has two swimming pools, three libraries, and a 5,000-square-foot wine cellar cost $23 million. Have a great day, Mike Evans. See you!
All right. Running a little late. I'm going to speak over the singer. The singer being Randy Newman. You've got a friend in me from Toy Story. Thank you for letting me jump in. And it's a little close to home. What happened to this guy? And I think sometimes people have to, whether you're in the business or not, say this is just wrong. It's just wrong to do this to people who just make a simple mistake. So thank you for letting me do that. I'll tell you somebody else you can thank. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. And thank you, of course, for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow. Scott Sherman joins us at the 4 o'clock hour. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. As hundreds of thousands of federal employees are about to miss their first paycheck of this government shutdown, it appears the crisis is not going to end anytime soon. Vice President Mike Pence confirmed that President Trump walked out of a meeting with congressional leaders minutes after it began. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called Trump's departure unbecoming of a president.
He asked Speaker Pelosi, will you agree to my wall? She said no. And he just got up and said, then we have nothing to discuss, and he just walked down. Again, we saw a temper tantrum.
The Coast Guard is giving its employees tips for surviving the government shutdown, including holding garage sales and doing babysitting. A tip sheet was sent to employees on ways to make ends meet. Most of the military is still getting paid because the